It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Is it that sweet? I guess so.
It was the greatest game that I've ever seen in person, live.
And you were there?
And I was there.
What?
It might have been the greatest game I've ever seen. I'm not sure. I don't know right now. I'm still processing all of it last night. It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show, Q104. Good morning. Wow.
Yeah? Are you feeling it?
The bottom of the eighth. The Guardians are rolling. It's 3-1. We bring in Emmanuel Clase to get in one out. Emmanuel Clase's been the best pitcher on the team, if not in the entire baseball league this year. And he gives up back-to-back homers to the Yankees.
Back-to-back.
We're down 4-3. The Yankees go on top 5-3 in the top of the ninth. And I am just sitting there in my seat, and I'm slumped over, and I'm thinking about, is it time to leave? And we decide to wait until the bottom of the ninth, and then this happens.
Oh! Oh! Oh my goodness! Big Christmas has tied it! The ultimate present under the tree! Oh my goodness! John Kenzie Noel! The biggest swing of his life!
Okay, so that's what I was hearing last night.
The stadium was shaking. Everybody is hugging everybody. It's just madness.
It felt like we won the World Series.
It's pandemonium, and it's only tied at 5 at that point. And then we go to extra innings, bottom of the 10th.
Carries the winning run in game 3. Fry, deep drive, left field. Fry's watching. It is a walk-off home run. David Fry lights up the Cleveland night.
It is the most insane thing I've ever been a part of.
I am just so glad that you were there last night.
I know.
I didn't know that you actually went until I saw your Instagram, and I was like, oh my gosh, he made it. I can't even believe that you were considering not going to this game yesterday.
It was a very much a last-minute decision to go. It was literally when Will walked into the house after school at 3:30. It's like, do you want to go? Yeah, let's go. And then we just jumped in the car and went down to the ballpark. I mean, unbelievable.
And now you've got Guardians fever.
I don't even know what to say. I was here in the studio last night at 10 o'clock. Last night. I've got to tell you about that later on.
Yeah, what were you doing here that late?
I'll tell you later this morning. 216-474-0104. If you have to be up right now and you've got to go to work just like me, and you were at the game last night, we would love to hear from you. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. It is going to be a great morning. I mean, there's no other way to say it. No matter what happens this morning, it's going to be a great morning.
The perfect Friday.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. We are rolling into the 7 a.m. hour now. It's Bill and Alyssa. So last night, Alyssa, at Progressive Field. So let me set the stage here for you. It's the top of the ninth inning.
Okay.
And I'm sitting in my seat and I am stunned about what I had just witnessed. Class A just gave up the two home runs. The Yankees got another run. It's 5-3 and we're going into the bottom of the ninth. And I'm just slumped over in my seat and I'm feeling depressed and I'm like, why is this happening to us all over again?
Right.
And my son, Will, who's 13, who went to the game with me, that's the point of the game where he decided to turn to me and he's like, hey, Dad, does our printer work at home?
What a weird question to ask at that exact moment,
yeah.
Will.
And it's like, does our printer work? Of course it doesn't work. Everyone has a printer at home, but nobody's printer works.
Nobody's printer works.
Nobody understands how to work their printer at home. Of course we don't have a printer. Why would you even ask that question? And he's like, I have this essay that's due tomorrow. And I got to print it out and turn it in tomorrow. And I'm like, and you're just telling me about this now?
Like, and dude.
Because I'm already, my emotions are already.
You're already feeling so many things, and now you're asking about the printer?
Yeah, I'm on a roller coaster of emotions right now. And he's like, it's really not going to take long for me to do. I just need to print it out. And I'm like, all right, let me think about this. What should we do? And we're going into the bottom of the ninth inning. And then Will says, why don't we just wait for Jose Ramirez to hit, and then we'll leave.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay. And that's what we did. We didn't leave. We almost left the game.
You almost missed it.
In the bottom of the ninth, and I almost missed this.
Oh! Oh! Oh my goodness! Big Christmas has tied it! The ultimate present under the tree! Oh my goodness! John Kenzie Noel! The biggest swing of his life!
And you know everything that happened after that.
Oh yeah. I can't believe you almost missed that. That is one of those unique moments that I'm so glad that your dad instinct did not make you like leave
right.
And be like, oh, we got to go do this. Take care of this. Get your essay printed. Figure this out. No, you stayed and it was well worth it.
It was mayhem. It was pandemonium. It's strangers hugging strangers in the stands. And so we walked from Progressive Field here to the radio station, the Halley Building in downtown Cleveland. And, long story short, we came up here to the studio. So last night, my son Will is sitting in this seat that I'm sitting in right now.
Right there.
Typing out his essay and then printing it out on the only printer in the world that I know that works, the one in the hallway here.
The one right here.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
And it's almost like 10 o'clock at night.
You know he's at school today telling everybody about that, like, dude, you'll never guess how I got this essay printed last night and where I was beforehand.
I told him, I said, believe me, I said, if that game would have ended in a different way, I would not have been as understanding as I am right now and in a good mood.
Right. Well, thank goodness they came out with the W. They came out on top.
Yeah, I would have let him do it. I would have let him drove home last night if he wanted to drive.
Oh, Bill.
That's how good of a mood I was in. The Q Morning Show, Q104, Friday morning.
But it's all gonna be all right.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. I think it's time.
It's time.
We've waited long enough.
Time for what?
It's October 18th. I think that's close enough. I think it's time for some real life ghost stories.
Oh, we're getting spooky.
216-474-0104. That is how you get in touch with us. You can call, you can text and tell us you have a ghost story to share. That's what Fallon in Vermilion did. Fallon, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're okay. Are we ready?
I'm ready to get spooked. I'm ready to get scared.
Let's get comfortable. Okay, Fallon, your real life ghost story. Go ahead.
Okay, so this happened when I was 16. I'm 28 now, so about 12 years ago this happened. And I had just gotten my driver's license, of course, and I was leaving school on my way to my after-school job. And I remember that because I was new to driving, I was just super nervous all the time about driving, and especially when I was behind the wheel, I would just be a nervous wreck.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember that I was sitting at this four-way stoplight, but I was the first one at the white line. So I just sat and patiently waited for the light to turn green. And I think I was flipping around radio stations, just kind of waiting for the signal to change. And then finally the light changes and I take my foot off the brake, and I'm about to put my foot on the gas, and that's when I heard this voice, crisp and clear, and it yelled, "Hold your horses!" at, like, the top of its lungs, and the voice was just so crystal to me. Like, there was someone sitting next to me in the passenger seat, right? But I was alone. And it scared the crap out of me. And I slammed my foot on the brake. And not a second later, this big pickup truck comes barreling through the intersection and running the red light. And I 100% would have been hit. Like, I just know I would have.
What?
So I pulled into the parking lot because I was literally shaking. And I started thinking about what happened. And I'm like, who screamed that at me? Like, who was warning me? And it hit me all at once that... that was something that my grandma used to say to me all the time. She would say, "Hold your horses." Whenever my brothers or sisters or cousins would get rowdy or impatient, that was like her main catchphrase. And she died 2 years before that when I was 14. But like, I just know that that was my grandma who told me, "Hold my horses," and not to pull into the intersection.
I have chills.
Your grandmother's voice.
Yes.
Wow.
Like, I have goosebumps.
What a way to start off our real-life ghost stories on the show.
Grandma looking out.
It was crazy, though. I mean, it wasn't even like, I don't remember it being her voice. But then as I was analyzing it, I'm like, oh, well, she was the only one that said it. It was wild.
Fallon, I can tell you've told this story before. When you tell the story, how do people react? Do they believe you? Do they not believe you?
Some people believe me. And they have, like, similar experiences with, like, their grandparents spooking them in some way. And then other people don't believe in ghosts and just are like, yeah, yeah, okay, it's in your head. It's definitely not in my head.
I think you have a believer here in Alyssa Rose.
I know. I'm like wide-eyed. This is crazy. No, I totally believe in ghosts. I believe this story because I've heard stories like this before, where especially with grandparents, like, coming back either in, like, times of need or to warn you about something, to, like, shield you from something. So, ugh.
My grandmother talks to me when I drive, too.
Is that true?
Yeah. She's like, "Don't you go through that drive-thru.
You don't need the nuggets.
You are looking puffy."
Just haunting you.
Don't go there. Q104, Friday morning, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa, I'm working on a remix over here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, let me know. I haven't tested this out yet. Let me know if you think this works.
Oh! Oh, my goodness! Big Christmas has tied it! The ultimate present under the tree! Oh, my goodness! John
Kennedy! Wait, it's perfect!
That's too soon for Mariah.
A little too soon for Mariah, but I love the spirit.
Mariah's still defrosting.
Yeah, no, she's not ready to come out yet, but it's basically Christmas here today in Cleveland.
So all of that last night at Progressive Field, and then yesterday afternoon, the Browns make that announcement.
Yeah, that was a doozy.
It really is, and I can't even process that right now. Like, I can't even think about it. What did they say? I don't have the bandwidth to handle that information.
I feel like the Browns are just like trying, being like, "Give me attention right now. Look at me." And I'm like, I'm focused on something else. Give me a second.
Like, I'm unable to form an opinion on the Browns moving to Brook Park in a dome by 2029. I've said all along, I don't want the Browns to leave downtown. It looks like it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor Bibb is very, very upset.
The renderings of it that came out yesterday look, I mean, they look pretty cool, but the idea of the Browns not being downtown, something just feels off. You know, like, not having a sport played in the middle of downtown Cleveland, like that's part of the experience, is driving in downtown.
I don't think I like it, but I'm just not mentally prepared
to make a comment,
to handle that right now. It's just too much. It's too much to handle. Rock Hall induction ceremony is tomorrow night at Rock and Mortgage Fieldhouse. And now we have a game 5 for sure for the Guardians. So you're going to have baseball over at Progressive Field and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony at Rock and Mortgage Fieldhouse tomorrow night.
And then on Sunday, the Browns play here too.
Yeah.
It's a very Cleveland, it's an extra Clevelandy weekend.
So who's being inducted into the Rock Hall? Mary J. Blige, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Ozzy Osbourne, Kool and the Gang. There's going to be other celebrities in attendance. Busta Rhymes, Kelly Clarkson, Julia Roberts.
Yeah, that's going to be stacked on Saturday. The downtown is going to be electric on Saturday.
So, I mean, how do you choose? I mean, what do you want to watch? Do you want to watch Guardians? Because that's going to be happening. If you do not have tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremonies, it will stream live on Disney Plus. And then it will be available on Hulu the following day. So that's the thing. You could watch baseball on Saturday night and watch the Rock Hall induction ceremony at your leisure.
See, there you go. Perfect.
Dua Lipa is going to be there. She is going to perform. She is going to present. I believe she is inducting Cher.
Oh, that's going to be really good.
So welcome to Cleveland, Dua Lipa. Q104. If you want to run away with me, I know
a galaxy and I can take you for a ride. Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Ashley in Elyria, good morning. What are you doing right now?
I'm on my way to work.
Thank you for having us on. Are you ready to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge?
I am.
A 3-question trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. She has 6 wins in a row right now. Let's see if you can take her down today. All right, Ashley?
Okay.
Question number 1. Which legendary English outlaw is famously known from stealing from the rich and giving to the poor?
Robin Hood.
Question 2. She will be in town tomorrow night for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. She also won an Academy Award for Best Actress in 2000 for playing Erin Brockovich.
Julia Roberts.
And question 3, the explosion of a star is called what?
A shooting star?
Ashley, 2 for 3 today.
Okay.
Pretty strong.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
2 for 3 is really good, and I think you have a good shot of taking Alyssa down today. I really do.
I mean, I don't know, 6 in a row, that's kind of huge.
She's gone more than 6 in a row. Do you remember your longest winning streak, Alyssa?
Oh, man. I think it was over 2 weeks.
It was at least 2 weeks.
At least 2 weeks.
Yeah. So this is Ashley in Elyria.
Oh, good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
She went 2 for 3 today.
Ooh, good job. Very nice.
So, Alyssa, you need 2 to tie and 3 to outright win. Question number 1. Which legendary English outlaw is famously known for stealing from the rich and giving to the poor?
Robin Hood.
Question two, she will be in town tomorrow night for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. She also won an Academy Award for Best Actress in 2000 for playing Erin Brockovich.
Cher? No.
Julia Roberts.
Oh, close enough.
So the score is 2-1.
Okay.
Alyssa, you need this question to tie. Otherwise, Ashley will win Alyssa's College of Knowledge today.
Ah, I gotta get my head in the game. All right, game face on. Let's go.
Question number three. The explosion of a star is called what?
Are you kidding me? What are these questions, Bill?
That would be a science question, I believe.
Well, science wasn't my strong point. That's why I'm in radio. A meteor?
I am sorry. It is a supernova, which means Ashley from Elyria wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge and ends the streak.
Good job, Ashley.
Thank you. I didn't get that science one either. Not
the song, dude, I should have known. Bill is such an Oasis fan. I should have known it was going to be supernova.
Ashley, not only do you win the Cedar Point Halloweekends tickets, you also have your own Alyssa's College of Knowledge pennant and diploma, which we will send to you, and you can hang it up in your office.
Oh, perfect. My firm will love it. My name is Ashley, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
We go together.
Q104. 90s, 2000s, and now, the Q Morning Show. Good to have you here. It's Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa found something maybe a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and we're like, that might be an interesting discussion to have. But then it's kind of morbid.
It's a little morbid, but I think that there's a deeper conversation to be had here.
I think so, too. I think we can handle this. Plus, it's spooky season. I think we're all right. We can handle this.
So I found this new test called Cheek Age. Have you heard of it at all?
Just by glancing at the headline.
Okay.
So you're basically going to give me all the details here.
So basically what it is it's a cheek swab that reads imprinted data from cells found in your mouth to tell you pretty much how long you're going to live and whether or not you're predisposed to any, you know, life-threatening diseases. Let you know if you have a risk of dying. But the crazy thing about this is that it tested over 1,500 individuals across their lifetimes. And this is actually a lot more accurate than blood tests have been in the past that are supposed to tell you how long you're going to live for. That's the whole point of this thing, is that it can track not only lifespan, but like I said, also age-related diseases. But this really kind of, I think, begs the question, technology is moving. You know, it's giving us these options to take these tests, and there's even an AI app now that you input your data and it tells you how long you have to live-ish. But is that something you would even want to know?
Yes. Yes, absolutely yes.
You would actually want to know how long you have left?
Yes, I would like to know, assuming that this technology tells you when you're going to die based on natural causes. I mean, obviously, if something happens to you that's not natural causes, the test is worthless.
Well, yeah. But natural causes, you don't want to just let it happen.
No, no.
You don't want to just let it be a surprise, like, surprise!
No, that's not a good surprise. I would want to know because of planning. I'm a planner.
Oh, my. Type A, even on deathbed.
No, think about it. If you know what age, because I don't know how much it's narrowing it down to the year, to the day, to the time. I don't know how in depth it gets there. But let's say you at least know what year of your life it's going to be. I would want to know that information so I could make plans, so I could travel, so I know when to schedule the last show of this show.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, you do need to know that. You can't just leave me hanging.
That's going to be a hell of a show, the last one.
Yeah, the very last one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you don't want to book a cruise that year.
Why
might not be able to make it.
What do you mean?
The year that it says that, you know, you're going to kick the bucket, you'll want to make sure that you do a cruise before that.
Or what if you die on the cruise?
Okay, that's getting too much.
Okay, again, yeah.
That's getting too much.
I want to know when, not how.
That's fair, I guess. But see, I'm on the other end of this. I don't want to know at all.
You don't want to know at all.
Like, I think the technology is great, but this is one of those things that I'm like, did we need this? We've gone all this time. Without. Maybe don't change it if it's not broken.
What do you mean, we've gone all this time?
We've gone all this time without a test to tell you when you're going to die. We've just let it be a surprise.
Come on, man. I don't see what it would hurt to know. Because, again, you can maybe change your life in a more positive direction if you knew the exact... If you knew how much the time you have. The clock is ticking. How much is left on the clock?
Nah, I don't work well under pressure. That would stress me out.
Okay. Well, interesting dinner time conversation there.
Yeah. Would you want to know, even if the technology is there to tell you?
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Friday morning. Thank you for hanging with us.
All this time I've wasted, you were right there all along.
Star gazing, Miles Smith, the Q Morning Show, Q104, Bill and Alyssa. We're getting into the movies that you saw when you were a kid that just terrified you. I'm not really an expert in this genre. And the reason why is because growing up, I didn't have cable television until I was in high school. We didn't have a VCR until I was in eighth grade.
Okay.
So, you know what scared me when I was a kid? Watching after school specials.
Oh, I thought you were going to say infomercials.
No. Some after-school special I saw where this kid got abducted by this guy and he was down in the basement or something like that. I don't know. That freaked me out.
Was that the 80s?
Yeah, they hadn't.
That was wild. A wild time.
They didn't hold back on the after-school specials in the 80s.
Meanwhile, I got like Barney.
I want to find out what movie it is for you, though, Alyssa. First, we're going to talk to Marie, though, who's downtown. You're downtown, right, Marie?
Yes, I'm downtown.
What's the movie that terrified you when you were a kid?
The first one was Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, that's a classic.
It was so scary. And that guy, Robert Englund, I can't even see him like do a regular acting job because he will always be Freddy Krueger to me.
You see is Freddy Krueger. He's literally haunting your dreams.
Does Robert Englund do any other acting jobs outside of Freddy Krueger?
I've seen him, like, flicking through the TV. I've seen him do quite a few things. But, like I said, he's always going to be Freddy Krueger. He's, like, pigeonholed into that.
He really
forever.
Is.
No matter what other role he plays.
Poor Robert Englund. I never saw it. I never saw Nightmare on Elm Street.
I cannot believe that.
I know. Like
it's
I said,
such a classic.
This is not my expertise.
I don't even watch older movies. And even I've seen that one.
So what movie is it for you? The one that has messed you up?
It's really funny because it's not a scary movie.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
No.
Well, that's actually funnier than scary movies or horror movies. Like for me, it's some after school special that is stuck in my head and I was afraid to go down in the basement.
Just burned in your brain.
Right.
No, for me, it was, do you remember that movie with John Travolta and Nicolas Cage, Face Off?
Yes.
I watched that movie when I was like 4. And it ruined me. I still, like, can't watch stuff with Nicolas Cage. It freaks me out.
What else? There's actually, as far as Nicolas Cage goes, there's other movies that he's in that would absolutely terrify you. I won't subject them
to
you.
Yeah, I won't watch them, so don't even suggest them.
But, like, you can't even watch Honeymoon in Vegas?
National Treasure is ruined for me. Do you realize how upsetting that is? It's a great movie. I get that. But I can't watch it without, like, just getting the heebie-jeebies.
That's funny. I don't remember Face... I know. I remember seeing it. I just don't remember the specifics about that movie.
I think it was just the whole concept of it, like, switching face... I just can't. I've never revisited it as an adult.
Okay, so this is better. 216-474-0104. The movie that you saw that messed you up, but it wasn't even a horror movie.
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be a scary movie.
Right.
Just for some reason... You're terrified of it.
216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show.
Yeah.
Can you feel it, baby?
I can too.
Is it that sweet? I guess so.
Location two, still dancing with Domingo.
I cannot stop singing the Domingo version from SNL last week. If you haven't seen SNL this season yet, you need to watch. It's very funny.
Ariana Grande was really funny in that sketch. Even my son Will brought that up last night.
Really?
Me. He's like, have you seen this sketch on Saturday Night Live?
The Domingo one?
Yeah, the Domingo. And I'm like, who are you talking to? Like, who are you talking to right now?
Like, I need that version on Spotify. It's living rent-free in my brain.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. Courtney's on the line. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for listening. Is there a movie that you remember watching when you were a kid and it just terrified you?
Okay, so this might be a weird one, but I was honestly so scared, terrified of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory when I was a kid.
Oh.
Yeah, and honestly, I still don't even really like to watch it, even now.
Even now, as an adult?
Yeah, even now. It just creeps me out.
Now, we're talking about the original, right? From 1970, whatever?
Yes, yes.
Not the updated version.
Correct, like the classic one. Okay. I know, like, everyone says they love it, but I don't know. It just freaks me out. Like, I'm not even kidding. I didn't even chew gum until I was 15 because of that one scene with the girls blowing up like a balloon. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes, I do. I do.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So it, like, really scarred you.
Yeah, it did. Like, even now as an adult, it just makes me feel uneasy. Like, you know, I am someone that likes horror movies and likes to get a little scared, but Willy Wonka is just seriously terrifies me, and it still does till this day.
Okay, but it's not a horror movie, right? The original Willy Wonka?
No!
I've never seen it.
Wait, you haven't?
No. No, oh. I've never seen it.
Well, you're not missing much.
What I will say is, looking back on it, now that you mention it, Courtney, I could see how this might mess you up as a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
So that movie came out even before I was born. For whatever reason, I never saw it when I was a kid.
Interesting.
And then somebody in my life, somebody who I was dating at some point in my 20s, they had the same reaction that you did, Alyssa, when I said I had never seen the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And so she got it. Back then, you had to get DVDs, Alyssa.
Oh, wow.
So she got the DVD and popped it in, and we started watching it. But then we started making out, and then we never finished the movie.
Making out to Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah.
You're a freak, Bill.
Yeah, I can't remember if I was bored and put the moves on or if she put the moves on, but whatever, we never finished that movie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no sexy moves for me during that movie.
Nope, just blanket over face. Don't want to see it.
Exactly.
All right, Courtney. Thank you so much for listening this morning.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate you all. Love you so much. Thank you.
If you had one shot, or one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, one moment, would you capture it or just let it slip?
Yo.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.